sanctification. So clearly Ezekiel 8 through 12 is another example of how God's church is purified at the Sunday law, and the two groups of people that are involved are those that bow down to the sun and those that are sighing and crying. In our third presentation, we looked at the story in Daniel 3 of Nebuchadnezzar's image, of which Sister White says many times that that's an example of the Sunday law. And we've seen from that perspective what the message that will be proclaimed by God's people, how it's going to go to all the world. Daniel 3 is a story of the Sunday law, but it's more from the perspective of how the message go. And in verse in parts 4 and 5 of this study, we looked at the different waymarks associated with the Sunday law, and we've emphasized that as far as the end time events that are still ahead of us as God's people, the latter rain, the loud cry, the little time of trouble, the great time of trouble, the separation of the wise and foolish virgins, all these things are directly related to the Sunday law. When you begin to recognize that the Sunday law is what purifies the church, you can draw a timeline and line these things up that we know are ahead of us, and very clearly see that the main focus of end time prophecy is built around the Sunday law issue. It's the test that the whole world will be tested by. It's the test that first comes to Adventism and then moves out into the world in a sequential order. In our last presentation, we looked at the blotting out of sin. And we noted that as this Sunday law issue proceeds, first in God's church, judgment begins in the house of God and then moves out through the world. This Sunday law test is the test that brings everyone to the final decision, either for the seal of God or the mark of the beast. But as this begins in the house of God with God's people, those that of God's people that are found worthy at that time to receive the seal of God, their sins are blotted out. They have went beforehand to judgment, and at that point they prepared themselves for the latter rain. And this blotting out of sin also proceeds sequentially up until the time that Michael stands up and human probation closes. Now, as we've looked at the Sunday law in connection with the purification of God's church, I've stated more than once that the Sunday law is the focus of end time prophecy, and once you see that, you'll see that the Sunday law is illustrated throughout the prophecies of the Old Testament, as well as the spirit of prophecy. And in this particular study, we want to show a couple places where it's identified, and